I walked to the passenger side and grabbed their pink backpacks. Do you want to put them on and walk into school? I have to ask because I made the mistake of assuming last week, and Mia was fit to be tied.
I want that,
Mia says, pointing at her bag. I look around, making sure no cars are coming before putting her down. I squat down in front of her and put the bag on her shoulders.
I'm a big girl, Daddy,
she says with a huge smile, and all I can do is nod, swallowing over the lump stuck in my throat. Emma grabs her bag and puts it on herself. I grab her hands as we walk into the daycare. Once I punch in the code to open the door, I hold up my hand to the secretary as I walk first to Mia's class. Give Daddy a kiss. I crouch down and she comes into my arms. I'll see you in 2 days, I say. The ache in my heart is the same as when I knew I wouldn't see them every day. I fight back the disappointment and pretend it's fine, even though it's not fine. Nothing about this is fine. I'm the first one in the family to get divorced and it's killing me.
Okay, Daddy,
Mia says, not understanding what any of this means. She walks into her teacher and waves at me. The routine with Emma is a little different. She clings to my side and I squat down in front of her. Give me a kiss. She wraps her arms around me. I'll FaceTime you tonight.
Okay,
she says softly.
Will you come tuck me in?
Everything in me breaks. Not tonight, honey, but in 2 days you get to sleep over for 5 days. I try to be upbeat. Now give me another hug. She hugs me and then her teacher comes to get her, and I watch her walk into the room. I peek into Mia's class on the way out the front door. I make no eye contact with anyone as I head back to my SUV with my head hanging. Once I get in, I take a deep breath, calling the one person who has been by my side since, well, forever.
Good morning, sunshine,
Erica says, and I can hear her moving around. I look at the clock and see that it's just past 8, so I know she's getting ready for work. Hey, I say, my voice low as I put my head back on the headrest. I just dropped the girls off at daycare. I hear her stop moving.
Are you okay?
She asks, knowing that I'm not.
Do you want me to come with you?
I close my eyes. She's not only my agent, but also my best friend. We've grown up together and she knows me better than I know myself, which used to piss off Julianne. Nah, I say, you have work.
I can catch up later.
I get a FaceTime notification and know that it's her calling me. I accept the call and see her face fill the phone. Her long brown hair is tied on the top of her head as she sits cross-legged in the middle of her bed in a sports bra and yoga pants. Her cheeks are pink, so I know she just worked out, and she's holding a protein shake in one hand.
You look like shit,
she blurts out, and I laugh. I bring the phone closer to me to see what she sees. In blue jeans and a t-shirt with a baseball hat, I'm in precisely what I wear on my days off. It hasn't changed since I was 16, and it's not going to change, except for the addition of circles under my eyes since I didn't sleep much last night. You are always so uplifting and motivational, I say, and she throws her head back and laughs. Nothing can beat when she really laughs. It's full of heart and makes you want to join in.
I'm my own, eat, pray, love.
She takes a sip of her protein shake.
What time are you due at your lawyer's?
I look at my silver Rolex watch she gave me when I signed with Dallas 4 years ago. She even had every minute counts engraved on it. 20 minutes?
Are you sure you want to do this alone?
She asks, and I nod.
I can be there in 15 minutes.
I shake my head and smile at her. She really is my fucking rock.
Then we can go back to wherever and do some shots.
I laugh at her, knowing that if I really needed her, she would cancel everything and stay with me. It's all done. All I have to do is sign the papers. The divorce was a shock. I'm not even going to pretend it wasn't. Were we happy? Fuck no, not even fucking close. And only Erica knows that I was slowly dying inside. But I made a promise, and I was going to stick to that promise. No matter what, I was going to stand by my vows until the bitter end.
Call me if you need me, she says. Whenever.
She puts the phone down and I can see her starting the shower.
I'll have my phone on me all day.
Thanks, kid, I say, and she laughs. She gave me that nickname when she met me. I was only 18 when I was drafted. It made me laugh and it just stuck with us. When she wants to bug me, she calls me kid.
I'm older than you by 4 years, she points out. I'm already in my 30s.
I roll my eyes. Whatever, you look like you should still be in school. She puts her face close to the phone. Her green eyes.